obviously, no one's stopping you from doing that. But that just also goes to show how badly you really actually want to stop your procrastination. You really don't want to stop it. If you just want to go ahead and uninstall the extension and say, well, it didn't work, whose fault is that? If you really want it that badly, you'll do what you got to do to be able to stop it. What is going on, guys? You're listening to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, the show that systemizes success for you in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance habits. My name is Rashawn, and I'm the host of the show, and I've been in the self-development space for over half a decade, being the guinea pig, testing all these things that I'm telling you so you don't have to. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you hear, be sure to sign up for our email list, and if you hate what you hear, share it with a friend who I know and you know will appreciate what's being said today. With that, let's hop into this week's episode. So today we're going to be answering the question, what are some simple tactics you can use to help you to get focused and to help you to keep your focus? And by the end of this episode, you're going to have some tried and true tactics, as previously mentioned, to help you to get, maintain, and keep that focus. So let's start off by talking about the first thing that's actually getting your focus. So in order to get your focus, the first thing I'd recommend that you do is go ahead and eliminate your distractions like TV, phone notifications, pets needing attention. Put them in their cage. Put them in their home. Put them in a separate room. Do what you got to do. For instance, right, let's go back to the phone, because we all know the phone is one of the biggest distractions right now. Every time I record, I make it a point to put my phone on do not disturb, laptop on do not disturb, my tablet on do not disturb, computer on do not disturb, and turn off my Google Home, as in turn the mic off. That way, even if I say, okay, Google, or anything like that, sorry to anybody, I just activated it. But that way, when I say anything like that, or if Google thinks that it hears that, it's not actually going to hear that. My phone won't activate with any kind of, hey, Bixby. Like, none of that will actually happen. And any notifications I would get are completely, poof, gone. Okay? They will be there. They're just being suppressed until I tell it to turn itself back on. That way, I am laser focused on what I have to do right now. Microphone, camera, delivering this information from the notes that I have just for you guys. That's the first thing, eliminating distractions. Let me ask you a question real quick. Are you tired of letting procrastination steal your time, your dreams, and your potential? Let me ask you another question. How would you like to solve that problem for the cost of free in the time frame of 7 days? Let me introduce you to the 7-Day Procrastination Busting Challenge. This is going to be your golden ticket for smashing through those delays and actually getting started on making these things happen. So here's how it's going to work. If you sign up in the link below this video, each day I'm going to send you an email with an actionable step. That's all what we're about here, Motivate, Grind, Succeed. And that's going to help you to unlock a new strategy, everything from celebrating the small wins to mastering the art of focused bursts of work. As also is in line with MGS, we got no fluff. We just have all actionable tips that's going to fit right into your daily life. And I promise you, it's not going to be that painful. I'm going to give you all the instructions you need in the email to go ahead and follow along. All you got to do is, if you are interested and you are finally ready to start busting some procrastination in your life, go ahead, click that link down below in the description of wherever you're watching this, and get ready to wave goodbye to those procrastination habits that we all have and all want to get rid of. The second thing that you're going to want to focus on is creating a dedicated workspace. Obviously, I can't show you that right now because of the way the camera is mounted and everything, but this is my dedicated workspace right now. Like, again, I have my microphone here. I have my audio mixing station. I have, again, the computer. I got everything is right here, just ready to go. I just turn on the computer, turn on my audio mixer, and just get to doing what I need to do. It's my dedicated workspace. The environment that you work in is crucial to your focus. So it needs to be conducive to that. If you're working in your bed, contrary to belief, it does not aid in productivity. I've heard somebody say, well, I'm more productive in my bed because I'm relaxed, that there's no stress. And that's true, because your bed is also a place of rest. That's why there's usually tends to be not as much stress when you go and you lay in your bed or anything, because that is a place where your body has said, okay, this is a place for me to sit, to relax, to lay down, to sleep, not for you to really be doing any work, which is why when you do work and the humdrum of the keyboard and all that kind of stuff, it'll tend to lure you to sleep. So even now, as you can see, as you're watching these episodes, even now, I've done a slight deviation. I've adjusted my setup in a way where now I have to stand up to deliver these episodes versus me sitting down in my chair. So that helps with me to create the dedicated workspace to allow me to have more energy, to be able to bring a lot more to the table and to bring a lot more to the episodes as I continue to work on them. But that's about the whole getting focused, right? Eliminating distractions, creating a dedicated workspace. So now that you have the baseline understanding of how to be able to do that, you turned off your notifications, you got no computer dings hitting you up, your tablet's off, your phone is on silent mode, you have your workspace, whether it be a co-working space or your own quiet little office, you've got all this stuff. Now what do you do? Because you still have to get work done. And in today's age, we're all online. We're all on the computer. There's still going to be distractions. What do you do? Two things I got for you. Number one is to use the old almighty tomato, the Pomodoro. If you haven't heard of the Pomodoro before today, that's fine. Let me give you the quick 10-second rundown. It's 25 minutes of concentrated work followed by a 5-minute break. After you do that three times, the fourth time that you do that, your break is going to be that of 15 to 20 minutes. Then you repeat consistently. This is done so that way when you're actually doing your work, you can have a good 25-minute burst of focus work and then give your brain a little bit of a reprieve instead of just working for 2, 3, 4 hours. And then you need an incredibly long amount of time for your brain to come back to what it was partially capable of doing. Now, I'm going to get a little nerdy and a little sciencey for a second, but we're all human beings. We can all agree on that. We're all human beings. We're all organic, meaning we're living, we're breathing, we have blood flowing, all that kind of good stuff. When we wake up is when we have the most amount of energy for the day, because that what we are fully rested, fully ready to go. We're firing on all cylinders. As the day progresses, no matter what you do, your body is using energy. That means that as you progress during the day, your ability to make good decisions will start to go down. Your ability to start thinking clearly and creatively will start to go down, generally speaking. Okay, I say generally speaking because I'm one of those people that work best when it is afternoon or nighttime. I tend to work best at that kind of time. So that's why I say generally speaking. But usually when you wake up, you're the freshest, you're the most alert, you can make the best decisions at that point in time. Now, a Pomodoro allows you to essentially stretch out that length of time you can be in that highest state of creativity and thought process for as long as possible. That's why you do the 25 minutes of concentrated work, give yourself a quick break. Okay. And on that break, you do whatever you want. Surf on your phone, go for a walk, do whatever, but limit it to 5 minutes. I talked about this in a previous episode. If you're unable to do the 25-5, you can tweak it, okay? Maybe you want to go for a longer period of time. Some people go for sometimes like 90 minutes Pomodoro, and then they give it like a 10 to 15 minute break after that. You can do your own research on those things, but just keeping it at just the simplest level, 25-5. So an example of this, if you're studying for your exams, right? You can go on YouTube all the time and you'll see a lot of people, for example, people who might be studying for who are in like med school. A lot of times you'll see them say, oh, the study with me YouTube videos that'll have 90 minute Pomodoros. That's a Pomodoro, 90 minutes and you take 15 minutes or so a break. I did that personally when I was in college. I did those hour to 90 minute long Pomodoros because engineering be having you like that from time to time. You know what I'm saying? So it happened. You do what you need to do. Even now, as I work on my business and everything, sometimes you have to do those 90-minute Pomodoro sessions. 25 minutes is just not enough to get stuff done with a 5-minute break. So you can do that. Tweak it to your liking. But generally speaking, 25-5 if you're just getting started, and then tweak it as necessary. Now let's go a little bit deeper. Now you're working in your Pomodoro. You're going in. You got your 25 minutes. You're going in. And then you're just like, okay, wait a minute. I'm just going to go check something real, real fast. Let me just go check this website real fast. Let me go check Reddit. Let me go check this. Let me go check that. No. But I can just type in Reddit.com. Yeah, I know you can. This is why if you're using Chrome or some kind of Chromium-based browser like Brave or anything like that, I recommend getting an extension called BlockSite. BlockSite's a completely free browser extension. And of course, obviously, they're not sponsoring the video or anything and not sponsoring this episode. But I used to use BlockSite a lot. And what BlockSite does, you can input different websites. So let's say you type in Reddit.com. As long as the BlockSite extension is up and running, if you try to go to Reddit, it will block you and redirect you back to something like Google or back to some, or take it a step further, redirect you to a site or to a page that you created that says get back to work, or to a YouTube video that says you're procrastinating again, get back to work. Whatever you want to set, it does that for you. So set up all your social media, set up your Twitter, your Facebook, your Reddits, your TikToks, if you do all that kind of stuff on the computer as well, set all that up so that way when you try to go to it, BlockSite blocks the site. And if you're saying, can't I just disable the extension? Yeah, of course you can just disable the extension. Obviously, no one's stopping you from doing that. But that just also goes to show how badly you really actually want to stop your procrastination. You really don't want to stop it. If you just want to go ahead and uninstall the extension and say, well, it didn't work, whose fault is that? If you really want it that badly, you'll do what you got to do to be able to stop it. So again, let's go ahead and run back through this real quick. For getting focused, you want to do two main things. Eliminate your distractions, create a dedicated workspace. That is at the core what you want to do. Make sure you focus on those two things. When you want to keep your focus, I recommend using the Pomodoro technique and to be able to use tools and extensions such as BlockSite. That will allow you to, once again, block websites that are going to detract from your attention. You only have a limited amount of attention. You have a limited amount of time during the day. Don't waste it. Guys, that's gonna wrap up this week's episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. Guys, again, if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you heard, be sure to sign up for that email list. And if you hated what you heard, be sure to share it with somebody who will appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to get access to the show notes or any kind of resource or link or to anything that was referenced in this episode, be sure to check out that episode description below. You'll also find the contact information, any freebies, or any sort of thing from our little corner of the internet. Check out the episode description. It's going to be an absolute gold mine for you guys. Until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.